Talk Live as we launch here into the second hour of this live edition of the program. We're always live, but we're extra live, super live, because we're here at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition, and it is such a great event. So many wonderful people are here at the Crown Plaza Hotel, although right now a lot of them are out watching the Silver Circle movie, which we've been talking about quite a bit. They've been promoting it. It's one of the premier events for the Silver Circle movie. It's going to be kicking off, I think, here in about 25 minutes. And folks are taking, a ride out from the hotel. So they got transportation from and to the hotel. They'll be eating at this place that shows the movie. It's called Chunky's.
Yeah. And I know Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the phone sponsor. He's going to be there.
Right. And speaking of SACL CAI, maybe you want to tell our listeners a little bit about SACL CAI.
They sponsor the phones. Go to see our website. You'll see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
That's true. And they'll also do collections for you. So you can visit our website at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content that you see there. So the stuff that's on the front page of the site was put there by listeners just like you. And you can take news articles or YouTube videos or blog posts, whatever it is that you think is interesting, you can post it over there. Drop on by freetalklive.com. And we are, as I said, here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. And that means we've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to. And one of those folks is here with us right now. His name is Ferb. Ferb, good evening.
Good evening.
And you are the proprietor, the founder, the president?
The managing editor.
The managing editor of the Freedom Book Club at freedombookclub.com. Now, we were talking in the elevator by chance earlier, and this is your first time at the Liberty Forum.
That's correct.
Even though you had, had your Freedom Book Club award given here previously.
That's correct.
You have never been here to present it yourself.
That's correct.
So tell me about the Freedom Book Club and its award.
Well, the Book of the Year award, this is our fifth annual Book of the Year, which will be presented this year, is given to the author whose book got the best exit survey results, because everything is done by opinion poll in our club.
So it's not you, the editor, just choosing what the best
is. No. It's open to participants from everybody. Even if, I have no idea who you are, as long as you don't have a robot email address, your book will receive substantial credit. Your vote, rather. Yeah.
Great. So how many books are in the running for this?
There's 12 books in the running.
Okay.
And I couldn't name them all off the top of my head.
No, that's
but
And you can't name the winner, obviously.
I cannot name the winner. I know who the winner is since I tabulated the results before I came here. I can't name that until later because that's for people that paid for admission.
How does one actually get a book into the running for Freedom Book Club?
You vote and you make a suggestion. That's how most people do it. And, if I see something interesting, if you tweet me on Twitter at Freedom Book Club, then, say, hey, take a look at my book. If it looks interesting, then I get to decide if it becomes a finalist or not.
So the Freedom Book Club is basically something where people who love literature and liberty can come together and kind of share books with one another?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, the whole impetus of this came up a few years ago when Mary Ruart had a new printing or second edition of her book, Healing Our World in an Age of Aggression, the first annual book of the year from freedombookclub.com.
That's a great book.
Yes, it is a great, it's astounding. But when that book came out, there was a big push from a lot of libertarians to get that book onto Amazon's top bestseller list. And so that kind of spurred an idea. I mean, this is something that we could do. We could duplicate it every month if we had enough people to do it. Get a book focused on liberty into a lot of different people's hands and focus the attention that those books, the ideas that those books contain, and get it out into the marketplace for ideas and discuss these books and disseminate them widely and hopefully influence the culture.
So you say there's 12 books. Are there four finalists?
There's four finalists for the Book of the Month this month, which are the ones that participants at the forum will be able to select from.
But what are those?
Those books for the Book of the Month this month are Lever Action by L. Neil Smith, Limits of Liberty.
Now, what's that one, real quick?
Lever Action?
Yeah.
Like fiction. It's nonfiction. It's an anthology of essays by L. Neil Smith. And that's probably mostly about guns, but I haven't read it.
How's that sound? Yeah.
Yeah, it has that sound. Then there's Limits of Liberty from James Buchanan, who's an economist who just recently passed away. And that's a book about the limits of, libertarian society. I mean, what is going to be, what are the limits? And so I haven't read it, but we're going to find out if it wins, what it's all about.
And then, now, this is going to be choosing amongst them, and that one will become
our next book of the month. We're going to
be read by everybody.
By everybody who participates. But it's not binding, so.
If you don't have to.
You don't have to buy it.
I don't know how you're going to go on the internet and make people read books. That would be really a good trick.
Right. I mean, but we have subscribers who get the book of the month shipped to them automatically.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's where most of our funding comes from.
So, and what's number C?
Letter C is What the Anti-Federalists Were For by Herbert J. Storing, which is about what the Anti-Federalists Were For.
What were the Anti-Federalists for?
I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to find out, maybe.
You can go to freedombookclub.com and find out, though.
Yeah, there's a brief synopsis of the book.
You get the Kindle link there, too.
Yeah, there's a Kindle link, too, because a lot of people don't want to carry books around when they have 8 different electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
And the last book is Silver Circle graphic novel.
Yes.
Since I knew they were going to be here and someone suggested it, I put it up so that, maybe they will become the next book of the month.
Fine idea. Now, as somebody who is...
Now, somebody just goes there and votes? How do they do that?
They just go in and go to the voting page, which is freedombookclub.com/vote.html. And then they can choose a book. They can even do it anonymously. And your book will be weighted, for if it's an anonymous vote, then it gets 1 share. If you give me your email, you get 5 shares.
I see. That makes sense.
If you're a subscriber, you get more shares.
So tell me, Ferb, as a book guy, are you into the new Amazon Kindle, the Fire, these
I have it. I actually won an Amazon Kindle Fire at my previous employer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really use it too much, but now I'm really starting to get into it.
You are, okay.
It's really handy.
What was there like some sort of feature that really brought you on board? I mean, it sounded like it took you a little bit to come around to it.
Yeah, I mean, I just like having a book with me because, you can see that somebody's using a Kindle, but you can't tell what they're reading, so usually I just carry the paperback around.
Someone will be more likely to inquire.
Yeah, someone will be like, hey, what are you reading?
They do that, yeah.
That's why I do it. That's why I pretty much focus on the hardback paper version.
Obviously, the numbers have been dwindling as far as paperback and hardback sales, at least as I understand it. Is there a future for the paper book?
Oh, yeah, I think so. There's always going to be a future for paper books because they don't go away. You don't have to charge it,
Mm-hmm.
You could be out in the wilderness and have a book, and you'll always have a book.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a tenth of what it is today? I mean, where do you think the fall will stop?
I don't know. It's going to be precipitous. I'd say probably 1%.
Wow. It's so much more costly to create a book than it is to create an e-book.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, is it going to destroy publishing houses? And how will, authors be able to afford to make things books? I mean, it's going to be a tough decision for the consumer because once there's a certain amount of e-books out there, people are going to say, look, you can have the e-book for $1.50 or you can have the book
for $10
or $25. Yeah. It's just, are paperbacks going to go away? Are trade paperbacks going to go away? Are hardbacks going to go? Something's going
to
give.
Yeah, I think the hardback is going to be the first thing that goes because it's much more costly for them to produce.
It's mm-hmm. it's hard to produce, but if you really like something, the hardback's what you want to have it in.
Yeah, and there's a good thing for that, though, is that, you're going to be able to influence the market for books. If you are a paperback bestseller, that's going to be, a lot easier to achieve with fewer sales than it is for an e-book. When you're making, 10,000 sales in an e-book and, you're in the sales ranking is in the 500,000s, then you're not making as much of an impact.
Ferb, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. FreedomBookClub.com is where people can go to get involved in this. And is there a cost?
No.
Well, I just went and voted for the Silver Circle.
Yeah, I mean, if you like what we select as a book of the month, please buy it because all the sales go to funding our literary award, and we donate the monetary portion of that award to the very scholarship fund.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 453. Your calls next. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, we're here at the 2013 Liberty Forum, and worst, we'll take your calls as we normally will, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though do bear with us, we have been experiencing some technical difficulties here tonight, so this will actually be the first phone call that we've taken. We've been doing interviews here in the studio, 855-453.
Lots of people to interview.
I can't promise you that things won't break as soon as I take this phone call.
But we're here. We'll take your calls. And you cannot connect with us on Skype tonight, so sorry about that. We're live on location. Our connections options are limited. So, again, the only option for you to connect with us, unless you're actually here physically in the studio at the Crown Plaza Hotel, is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-453. And, Mark, is there anything that we need to talk about here?
I just want to talk about Bitcoins real quick, explain to people what they are. This is probably going to be a very large Bitcoin sort of event. As a matter of fact, I left most of my cash, my Federal Reserve notes at home with the intention of what I spend, I want to spend in Bitcoins. So I've got them on my phone, loaded up. And
the audience likes that.
Yeah, they're a virtual, currency, not like pieces of paper, but they're ones and zeros on the internet, and you can send and receive them without having to pay any fees, unlike, well, every other website or banking website out there that charges you money to move things around. Bitcoins don't. And, you know, they're uncounterfeitable. They're very secure. They're virtually anonymous. Go find out about Bitcoins by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Great idea. Let's go to the phones here. Frank is on the line listening in Atlanta. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's Frank. Sorry.
Hey, Frank. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, all right, so I listen to a podcast each week called The Atheist Experience.
The Atheist Experience, okay.
And they had a good quote a few weeks ago. I am more moral than the Christian Bible God, because if I saw a child getting raped, I would stop it.
Okay, so one more time.
I'm sorry, we are having some connection difficulties. Oh. I apologize about that. Can you say what about, one more time, yeah.
Okay, if I saw a child being raped, I would stop it.
You would stop it. Okay, yeah, I mean, I think most people would stop a child from being raped. Why
is that?
Think people wouldn't do that?
No, God doesn't do that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Well, I get where you're coming from.
One thing that I think that atheists have a very difficult time understanding about people that get the spiritual side is that people that believe in a spiritual world believe this world that we're in is a veil. It is not as important as the next world. So whatever is going on here, for whatever reason it's going on, is something that is not as important. Whereas an atheist says this is the world we've got. It's the most important experience we have. So, yeah, I mean, that's if God is in a different spiritual realm, then he has some kind of other understanding of whatever the tragedies are that occur in life.
You know,
I think it's okay.
Frank, I wish we could continue with this, but unfortunately we're having serious technical difficulties, and that is resulting in this being an unintelligible conversation, I think, to our listeners. And even to us, it's very hard to understand you. But call us back maybe on another night. We may have some of these issues worked out by tomorrow night, hopefully. We're going to work on that. Thank you, Frank.
Frank, is that atheist?
I'm sorry, I already got rid of him.
I've got atheist-experience.com here, which appears to be some kind of...
He did say it was a podcast, so that looks like what he was talking about, responding to a viewer email. Sometimes people use the term podcast to mean like a video cast as well. So
vodcast.
A vodcast.
That never stuck, that whole vodcast thing or video podcast.
Some people use that.
Yeah.
So, again, apologies
for... The ones
that
use AOL Mail.
Yeah, that was as bad to listen to for the listeners on air as it was for us, Mark. So
I can't imagine it was any better.
At this point, we can't take calls, basically, so we'll continue just kind of talking about what's going on here and taking interesting guests who will be joining us throughout the show tonight. And you can join us here in person at the Liberty Forum. I got to say, I'm pretty excited about seeing Assam. Now, Assam is going to be speaking on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and this is the guy who we talked about on Free Talk Live, who for a long time, nobody knew who he was. He was putting up posters around New York City that basically lampooned the whole drone strike thing,
right,
and the New York Police Department. He used the NYPD's logo and like a silhouette of a family running away from a silhouette of a drone that was dropping a bomb on the family. And if you've ever seen in big cities like New York, they have these iPod commercials, not commercials, but advertisements everywhere.
Right. It's and, like little dancers with an iPod.
Right, it's a silhouetted dancer.
The iPod's all real.
I don't know. I don't know if the iPod's real. Maybe it is.
It's like white and real.
Okay. I never looked that closely at the iPod, but I did notice the silhouetted design. So the posters that Assam designed were silhouetted in the very same way. So they looked at maybe at like first glance that it was an iPod ad or something like that. But really, it was a poking fun ad and, you know, laughing at the police state and at the same time getting an important and serious message out there about it. So they came after him, the New York Police Department. They put a lot of resources into researching who he was, and they managed to figure it out. They've charged him with multiple, I believe, misdemeanor charges as a result of that, and I think that those cases are still pending. But he's not in jail. He's out on bail, I think, at the moment, and he is here at the Liberty Forum. I don't know if he's arrived yet, but he's going to be here, and he's going to be speaking about the experience of doing this amazing political artwork, this the brilliant concept art, and the consequences that are befalling him as a result of that. I mean, he was lampooning the police state, and now the iron fist of that police state is coming down on him.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what he has to say. I think he's going to be one of the premier ones here. I'm interested in hearing more about Bitcoins. I want to know...
What don't you know about Bitcoins?
There's a nugget here floating around in the heads of all these Bitcoin guys that are showing up, and I want to find out what it is. And I can't get enough. I'm so excited about Bitcoin.
We saw some of the guys from BitInstant today.
Right.
They're here, the president of BitInstant. BitInstant.com is, of course, one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live. It's a place where you can go to get Bitcoins. You know, you talked about Bitcoins a moment ago, but if you want to get your Bitcoins, BitInstant.com will do that. And actually, the first question I asked Charlie from BitInstant when I saw him tonight.
Right, Charlie Schrim. He's the co-founder and current CEO of BitInstant.
Right, the first question I asked Charlie was about, hey, what happened to the option on your website where you can buy Bitcoins and send them straight to a Bitcoin address? That used to be one of the choices, and it's gone. And he said they're going to be bringing it back. They're working on a
redesign. Today, hopefully.
He said within the next few days that they're working on a redesign from the ground up or something like that.
Right.
And so that's good news. I'm glad to hear about that.
Bunch of Bitcoin guys here, Eric and Roger. And
if this is anything like, nobody knows who Eric and Roger are, but they're good guys. But you get to meet these folks when you're here. And if it's anything like Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there are going to be a number of vendors here at the event, here at the Liberty Forum, who will accept Bitcoin for their products.
Yeah, I would imagine, and the ones that don't are going to quickly figure out how to do it, because this is once you reach a certain sort of level of saturation, and I believe that the Liberty Forum is going to be at that level of saturation bright and early tomorrow morning, the vendors are going to say, well, how do I get this money? I need to get this money. How do I do it?
So we're going to come back with more here live from the Liberty Forum 2013 edition at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. All kinds of interesting people to talk to. Still to come here in moments. Also, I could give out the numbers, but I shouldn't because the phones are broken right now. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the number, although that while that number is working, it probably won't get you on the air because we're having some audio difficulties here tonight. Apologies for that. Things are crippled here technologically this weekend at the Liberty Forum, but that's okay. You know, we can't control what the phone lines do, but we can still enjoy ourselves and have interesting people on the air with us here.
Lots of people to talk to, either
yep.
way.
There's no shortage of interesting folks here at the Liberty Forum. It's an event that happens on a yearly basis. The Free State Project puts it on, and there's just so much to do. Right now, there are a bunch of people that are at a movie theater, and yeah, I'm kind of jealous that we have to be here working, because this movie sounds like it's a lot of fun. I haven't seen it. Mike Finger is joining us in the studio, and he's involved in a whole lot of projects we'll be talking about here in moments, including the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is one of my favorites.
That's right.
But why are you here talking to us rather than at the movie? It seems like that's where almost everyone is tonight.
Yeah, well, we're sort of staying back to get organized for the weekend, and I got to man the Porkfest booth. We have a booth up there. We're going to get everybody registered for Porkfest.
I hear there's a special discount.
Yeah, that's right. So if people register, you can do this online as well before the end of the weekend, then you're going to get the $35 rate for the entire week, which was last year's price. At the end of the weekend, it goes up to $50.
Ooh.
To reflect all the great new offerings we're bringing to you.
Yeah, Porkfest is going to be bigger and better this year.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. The exciting thing is it's the 10th anniversary. So
we're
calling it Porkfest X, and we're just really excited. There's a really great energy this year. I think everyone's people always bring their A game to Porkfest, but this year they're gonna kick it up a notch if they can.
Let's start on Porkfest since we've already delved in here, Mike. And by the way, you can go to Porkfest. It is up, porkfest.com.
That's right.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And our very own Marcus, who joins us on Thursday nights. Typically, if this were a normal Thursday night show, he would probably be sitting in our third seat. But he is the webmaster, and he's done a splendid job with that.
Oh, man. Marcus, yeah, he went in there, and he built this site from scratch. It's something that we're going to be able to use for many years to come. He designed this great logo we have.
Did he do the logo? I didn't realize.
He did the logo
that.
As well. And he's just been a tremendous asset. And I think, you know, it gets the right tone is set now. Mm-hmm. I think we're all, you know, we're just, it's really going to be a professional operation this year.
What you know, you were talking about how things are going to be bigger and better. I mean, what do you have planned? Because Porkfest is a big event. Now, for those that don't know, Porkfest is what?
Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the Free State Project's flagship annual gathering in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. From this year, it'll be June 17th to the 23rd. So Liberty Forum is the winter, more academic conference kind of feel, though we do have a lot of fun here, too. And Porkfest is, we're in the woods, and while we still have a lot of intellectual discussion, you know, it's a casual affair. It's a chance for people to go on vacation with their families, and it's a little something for everyone. We really try to provide a whole spectrum. There's young people. We have dance parties. You know, we're going to have the return of UNTS this year. That's right. That's right. So,
what about the Big Gay Dance Parties?
Big Gay Dance Parties coming back. The rumor is that Buzz will be at the helm.
She created the Big Gay Dance Party.
She is the progenitor of the Big Gay Dance Party. And that's just, you know, everybody, I think that's become one of the real highlights of Porkfest. People just have a chance to let loose and...
And do they ever?
Yeah, and
do they ever?
And get their pictures on the internet. So, yep.
There's pictures out there.
What happens
tutu.
At the Big Gay Dance Party does not stay at the Big Gay Dance Party.
No,
everybody,
no.
So a lot of great stuff that has happened at Porkfest is happening again. What's going to make it bigger?
We're going to try to kick the food up a notch. We're talking to food vendors, food truck vendors that are going to come and hopefully provide a greater variety of food than we've had in the past. We're going to have all sorts of different panels. We're focusing on interactive activities. So we're hoping that people, and we have some very interesting classes signed up already, but we're encouraging people to come and say, well, what can we do that's sort of a more social or learning activity as opposed to just sitting and being a spectator? So, you know, one of the sort of strange and fascinating things we have up there that you could sign up for is a class to build a black powder rifle from scratch that you get to take home. It's a $500 class, so we haven't had anything like this at Porkfest before, but sure enough, Chris Suprock, who's a neighbor of ours on the seacoast, he'll do it. He'll teach you. He's got all the materials. You sign
Incredible.
Up and you walk away with a black powder rifle. It's pretty cool. And so we're going to continue to find new and innovative things to do, and the pavilion every day is going to be filled with these interactive kind of activities.
So cool. And, of course, it's the 10th one. Mark and I have been going to them ever since we moved here. So since we moved in 2006, but it was after Porkfest, so since the 2007 edition. And it's just been – it's great to watch it grow every year. I mean, the buzz on the street, you know, the Liberty streets, I guess, about Porkfest is tremendous. Pete Eyre just came back from his Cop Block tour. He was going on a 4,000-mile tour all around the kind of the East Coast area, as far west as Missouri. And what he heard from people was Porkfest, Porkfest. They're talking about Porkfest. They've heard about it. They want to go. They want to know more about it. And this is one of the premier events in the entire Liberty community. I mean, I think Liberty Forum's big. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we fill up a hotel full of Liberty-minded people. That's where we're at this weekend,
right.
And there's going to be something like 500 people here, and that's probably about the max that this hotel can handle. But the you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, what do we hit, 1,000 people last year, something like that?
About 1,200 to 1,300 last year. And we're aiming for 1,500 this year.
Which would be tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, we build a temporary city of free exchange, free minds. And it's almost like it's a beautiful thing.
Like the libertarian version of the Black Rock City
Burning Man. Yeah, it is. And
well, the numbers are actually pretty commensurate, too, from their first year through, is at the, you know, the last I saw as far as the numbers go.
Yeah, not to knock Burning Man, but I've heard, you know, that there's a fair amount of sort of pre-staging that goes on. One thing you can say about Porkfest is it's really a bottom-up, organic kind of festival. You know, we open the doors and say, come to us with your ideas, mm-hmm. what you want to do. We screen things, you know, but basically we're open to anything. And people do, and they come up and they say, this is what I want to do, and they just do it out of the goodness of their hearts. And it's
or because they want to make some money.
Or that's fine, too.
Yeah. Which is something you can't do at Burning Man. One of the things that really, well, I mean, I don't think everybody at Burning Man is a socialist. But that is the overarching kind of flavor of the event, from what I understand. I've never been. I would like to go just to see what it's like. But I know people who've been, and I've done research into it. And you are prohibited. It is looked down upon if you sell anything at Burning Man.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the reasons why this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is so different. It's similar in that it's a group of people who like to have a good time coming into the woods, although there's no woods in the Black Rock Desert, but coming out into the middle of nowhere and just having a good time and enjoying each other's company. But it's different in that if you want to set up a booth or a, you know, some kind of food stand or sell T-shirts or whatever, you know, if you think it'll work with this crowd, put it out there, see what happens, accept dollars, silver, Bitcoin, whatever it is you want to take. And some people do pretty well for themselves. I know that the guys running the food at the pavilion last year were very successful.
Wow, Mandrick's famous baklava.
Is he coming back?
He'll be back this year.
All right.
It's not just the baklava. It's everything.
Euros.
The train wreck.
Greek grilled cheese, which is my favorite.
Let's talk about that train wreck real quick so that people can get an idea of what this this creation is. It's a gyro, but instead of having the pita bread thing that you wrap the gyro in,
would be gyro to a lot of the, the unrefined.
Gyro. It's difficult to even know. Like, you ask Greek people.
It is hero.
Okay.
But everyone knows the gyro.
So it's a gyro, and it's wrapped, instead of pita bread, it's wrapped in a weave of 8 pieces of bacon. And
bacon weave.
It is really an incredible thing. I mean, it's a lot of meat in that.
Well, a couple points to make.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought on the points. Sure. You can stick with us, yes?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with more with Mike Finger. He is the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th one. It's coming up this summer. We haven't even gotten the dates yet. We should probably throw those out and how people can go and register.
June 17th to 23rd.
Great. Stand by. More about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Also, Society of Libertarian Entrepreneurs. We should talk about that coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hi, we are here at the 2013 Liberty Forum at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. The audience is getting a little bit larger. I know most people are out at the. Yeah, feel free to woo. The microphones will pick it up. Yep. All right. So we do actually have people here. It's nice to know that, and I appreciate everybody taking their time out from doing what they could be doing elsewhere, which is partying, to come down and watch the show. Although frequently the Free Talk Live listener area becomes a party. And
it'll grow as
Friday and Saturday night are typically the best nights for that. So it's just great to be here at the Liberty Forum. We've got hundreds of people in the same hotel for the weekend. It's just barely getting started here tonight. Tomorrow it officially kicks off at something like 9:30 or 9 in the morning. I should probably actually look at the schedule and see what that says. Oh, by the way,
we're going to be up then.
I will, because I'll be working at the Free Keen table every morning this weekend. But, so tomorrow morning, John Bush is actually going to be here bright and early in our studio doing his Rise Up radio show at 8 in the morning. But the opening ceremony kicks off with Jeff Tucker, who should be joining us tomorrow night on the show. He's going to be kicking things off tomorrow morning here at the National Crown Plaza Hotel. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. That's where you can learn more about the event. Once again, that's nhlibertyforum.com. And if you are anywhere in the New England area, you want to stop by the hotel this weekend. I mean, even if you can only just blow through town for a couple hours, it's worth it to come in, mingle about, meet some people who love the ideas of freedom. It's a really energizing event for people, I think. I mean, yeah, I'm fortunate. I started coming here after I moved, and I've been to every Liberty Forum. But I can only imagine what it's like for somebody who's coming from outside of New Hampshire, where there's probably not that much going on in the way of activism or successful activism. And then you show up and you're literally surrounded by more liberty-minded people than you can count. That's got to be a real boost.
Well, you know, even people in New Hampshire, you know, I often say the average New Hampshire local is a fairly freedom-minded person.
I think so.
It's the culture here. So I meet these young people, and they basically believe everything that we do. When I tell them these events are going on, they sort of like, okay, whatever. But I'm really encouraging them to come, and a lot of them end up, they do come, and they're like, whoa, you know, not only... You know, all these people are sort of like-minded, but this whole new group of friends, you know, interesting people from around the country and the world that have arrived in New Hampshire. A lot of them don't believe it because they think they're very humble about their state. They say, well, you know, this is where I grew up, but they don't realize that for a lot of us, this is our place for liberty in our lifetime.
Mike Finger is with us. He is the organizer, the primary organizer, along with Vanessa, your wife, I believe, right?
Yep.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, porcfest.com. Now, tickets are available here at this event. Are they available online yet?
Yes, you can go to porkfest.com and register right there.
Great. So do that sooner rather than later, because if you guys hit 1,500 people at Porkfest, it's going to be a pretty packed campground.
It will be. We think that Rogers can take 2,000.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was a lot of open area this last year. They've got a bunch of RV sites that could easily have tents set up on them. Now, Porkfest is great. It's a lot of fun. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live and always enjoy meeting people there. But you're not just involved in the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You are also, and we've had you on previously, to discuss the Society of Libertarian Entrepreneurs. Tell me about it.
Right. So this is Society of Libertarian Entrepreneurs, SOLE, S-O-L-E, wearesoul.com is the website. And SOLE is basically about fostering entrepreneurship, specifically among voluntarist people, as a form of activism, as a strategy to carry our message forward and sort of lead prosperous, successful lives. And so what we had spoken about, I guess it was last Porkfest, was essentially that you guys are an embodiment of that, that you're, you know, Free Talk Live is an entrepreneurial enterprise. You created a market niche where people didn't necessarily know that existed before. I try to do the same thing. I have a marketing and economic consultancy based in Portsmouth. I not only try to, you know, share free market ideas, but also just provide a service to people. And that is living our principles, because we believe in the market. We believe that's the way that you help people, even if they're compensating you. We're fortunately, for a radical philosophy, we're not ashamed of success. We're not anti-money, so we can live that. And I think, you know, there's a certain sense among some people that they sort of have to take a vow of poverty or, you know, live in a ascetic kind of life.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, look, I certainly am not rolling in dough, but when I do have some money, that allows me to do things like give to the local homeless shelter,
right,
and things like that. So, I mean, having financial success is something that can help lift others up as well.
Right. And I should say that when we talk about entrepreneurship, it's a very broad sense of that. So, if you Shire Sharing would be an example of, you know our local charity effort that a lot of Free Staters have gotten involved in. Amanda Bolden's the head of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's entrepreneurship. That's, you know, she's found a need and she's out there solving it voluntarily. That's the essence of entrepreneurship. So SOLE is about fostering that. We've got several chapters around the country. It's not exactly a extremely open group, because there's a lot of libertarian groups that just will take all comers or about evangelizing. This is really for people that are already there philosophically. We don't agree on everything, but sort of agree on some fundamental things about the non-aggression principle and so on and so forth. We're trying to get that message out as a third way. There's civil disobedience, there's working within the system, but there's also being an entrepreneur.
And really building the free market, right?
Out-competing the state.
So, wearesoul.com. Now, I mean, are there local groups? How does that break down?
We have several chapters across the continent, and I think our chapter is one of the biggest. Of course, it's sort of
our meaning New Hampshire.
We call it Arcadia, which brings us to our we basically have claimed the territory of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine for now until we get bigger. And we're an active chapter, obviously, because we're attracting these people. We're attracting entrepreneurial people. We're attracting people who believe wholeheartedly in voluntarism and non-aggression. And so it makes my job easy trying to collect them all and get them working together.
So that's wearesoul.com. Tell me about Arcadia. What is that? What's the concept there?
So Arcadia is another project that I'm working on along with Jason Talley, who people know from Motorhome Diaries, mm-hmm. and his various other projects.
Talley.tv.
Talley TV, and he was Bureau Crash back in the early activist
yep,
days.
He was Crasher in Chief.
So Talley, he's been all over the place, and his focus right now is this spirit of Arcadia. And Arcadia is our concept of what's commonly known probably as northern New England. It could extend into the Canadian Maritimes or upstate New York. And it's really that this region is distinct from New England proper, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. And we have a different culture up here. And a lot of people, you know, they focus on New Hampshire, but even Vermont and Maine have a lot of a libertarian spirit to them.
They were both candidate states, if I'm recalling correctly, in the New Hampshire Free or in the Free State Project's original vote.
That's right. And Vermont has, you know, better gun laws than we do right now. And
half the population.
Yeah. I mean, I'm coming from New York. I can say that the type of Democrat that you're going to get in New York is completely different than you would get in Vermont or Maine. A lot of them are true left. At least they're passionate about civil liberties. They're sort of reachable. We share a lot of the same values. So we're trying to identify this as a region and promote it and talk about the history of it as separate from New England and New York and all these other areas.
What's the website?
SpiritOfArcadia.org. Arcadia is A-R-C-A-D-I-A.
And doesn't it also include a little bit of Canada or Newfoundland or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. In fact, we're not really the first people to come up with this. There have been several proposals throughout recent history. There's fellows out of the Middlebury Institute, which is a major separatist sort of secessionist institute that had thought of a region they called Novacadia in this same area. And, of course, going back in history, there was the colony of Acadia, which was originally called Arcadia. And those were sort of the French colonists up here who didn't get along with the crown as well as the people in Quebec.
Now, these folks were in like northern Maine and it was
up into Nova Scotia.
It was a genocide, essentially.
That's right. That's sort of a lost history people don't know about. But these people were sort of fiercely independent, a lot like we are now today. And they didn't get along with the French crown. They certainly didn't get along with the British crown. So when the British came and started invading into this area, they forcibly expelled them. And they made their way down the Mississippi River and became the Cajuns that we know and love in Louisiana. So there is
some
history.
Some of them are still
here.
Up in the Aroostook County area, the county in Maine.
And where we are heard on WEGP in Prescott.
That's right. Well, they're hearing us now. And, you know, they've still got a community way up there.
Right.
But I can't imagine that there was, you know, that the English went that far, really.
Well, even today, if you look at what we call the Arcadian states, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, they have a huge French-speaking minority that doesn't exist in the southern New England state. That's one differentiator.
SpiritOfArcadia.org. We're going to have to cut it short, but Mike, always great having you on the show. Looking forward to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm sure there'll be more discussion of Arcadia at that time.
Absolutely.
Probably some kind of a panel discussion or educational exercise. Hour number three is on the way. You can join us here at the Liberty Forum. More in moments.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.